Welcome back to another episode of Coop's Hot Corner presented by Dadbot Sports. I'm your host, your buddy Coop. Oh, what are we going to talk about today? Well, today's topic is going to be the Texas Rangers. I'm trying to do a theme, if you're not catching on, of the favorites to win the World Series. Obviously, the Pirates don't really fall in that category, but who knows? They're starting off to a pretty hot start. Also did my Mets. That was more convenience, and Pirates is... I was just interested. Just want to see what's going on, and ding, 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 kind of hit that one on the head. Well, I'm talking about the Texas Rangers because they are also AL East favorites to win the World Series. I know I've gotten a little bit of feedback saying, you talked about Houston, why don't you talk about the Texas Rangers, the defending World Series champs? And you were absolutely right, so that's what we'll do today. But before we jump right in, I got to tease you a little bit. We got to talk some other stuff going on in baseball, so... what's going on? Well, Shohei Ohtani, will it ever end with this guy? Hopefully, this update will kind of be the last of it. Apparently, his ex-interpreter, Ippe Mizuhara, I think I'm pronouncing his name right. I never know if I'm actually getting it correct. He stole $16 million from Shohei Ohtani. He's saying the way he did that is because, you know, interpreters have access to their accounts, and he could have just turned off notifications on the bank setting so Shohei would not know that the money was missing. I mean, $60 million is a lot to be missing and not know that you're missing it. So, like, how much does he have in his account that $16 million just disappears and he's like, oh, I didn't even know. I'm not saying anything by that. I'm just saying I wish I had that kind of money. Like, $16 million is missing and I didn't even notice. I feel like that is quite a noticeable. I can tell you if I'm missing $50 in my account, I'm like, hey. I called my wife immediately. Hey, where'd you go? What are you doing? Huh? I'm not that kind of person, but I mean, you get the point I'm trying to make. So hopefully it's done. Ibe Mizuhara is brought now out on bail. So we will see where this eventually leads, but it seems right now Shohei Ohtani is in the clear, and all he has to do is focus on baseball, which I'm sure that's all he's wanted to do. I mean, he's gotten to the Dodgers. This is supposed to be the year they were supposed to win it all. I feel like we say that all the time, over and over, but I mean, this is a very good team. But anyway, what else is going on? Well, this one I really had to look up. It was about Bad Bunny's new agency, Rima Sports, has their certification revoked by MLB. All of that, I'm looking at it, I was like, I don't understand half of what just happened. So Bad Bunny, I thought that was like an OnlyFans person. It's not. It's Benito Antonio Martinez Oscalio. Ascilio. I don't know. I'm not Spanish. I'm Irish. Like 85% Irish. What am I doing? But he's also known as Bad Bunny, and he's a Puerto Rican rapper, singer, and record producer. He is known as the King of Latin Trap. Just shows how out of touch I am in the music scene. I kind of rely on my wife to tell me what is good music nowadays. And even then, I still just kind of fall back to what I grew up listening to. I've hit that age where I'm like, I don't need new music, but anyway, Bad Bunny started a new agency, and immediately, yeah, the MLB Players Association revoked the certification of William Arroyo, main baseball agent of Rima Sports, under investigation of complaints from other agents that improper benefits provided to players. So, that's not good. I mean, still think they probably did a better job than Boris. Which Jordan Montgomery has dropped Boris. That's just a little tidbit knowledge for you. So, last thing I want to touch on, it was a big news coming out, and it's a feel-good story. Matt Holliday's son, Jackson Holliday, finally got the call to the show. They released how they actually, the video of them saying that he was making it to the show, and I love those videos. I love seeing guys getting called up to the show for the first time ever. It's a truly special moment. The fact that it's reported, I love seeing all those emotions. You see guys break down crying. You see guys just smiling ear to ear. Some guys stepping out, and the first thing to do is they got to call their family. It's huge. It's a huge moment for that person. I love seeing these moments. And the manager, I believe it was the manager of the AAA Orioles affiliate, told Jackson Holliday, hey, do me a favor. I need you to call your dad to tell him you're going to meet him up at the show level. So it's a special moment. Call to the show, as of right now, he is 0-for-8, which not great, obviously. You kind of hope he runs up and hits the scene. As of right now, the number one prospect in all of baseball. So you were waiting for him to cut called up. You didn't know how soon it was going to be, but the Orioles pulled the trigger, called him up. He's 0-for-8. He does have 2 runs and an RBI. It was a fielder's choice RBI. He grounded out the second book. So sacrifice, I guess. I don't know. I didn't see the play, but he got an RBI, 2 runs. Still looking for that first major league hit. It's coming. Just a matter of time. It's coming. Maybe tonight they are still playing Boston, so that's definitely a team to get it done to. But yeah, so that's all I really have to touch on our intro. Let's get into the Texas Rangers. See what's going on there. Well, I'm going to start off with the opening raid roster. And again, I don't want people saying, oh, whoa. Okay, yes, I know. The season changes. We are 3 weeks in the season. Things have happened. Things change. I'm telling you what they started the season with, and I will tell you what's going on now. I promise you I will. I mean, this is kind of huge because the opening roster is totally different from who they're supposed to have on the field. So, Texas 26-man opening day roster. Again, I'm not going to touch on the bullpen. Every person, because who does that? For the infield, you had first base Jared Walsh, second base Marcus Semien, third base Josh Young, shortstop Corey Seager, and catcher Jonah Heim. Sorry. Been a long day. You got a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old. They're just... Lexapro is a hell of a drug. Thank God. In the outfield, you have Evan Carter. In center field, you have Leody Tavares. And right field, Aldis Garcia. That's a great outfield. DH, Wyatt Langford. So I'm excited to see what this kid does. He just came up recently, so I'm pumped to see what he produces. Really looking forward to see how his season progresses. Because, again, people say, like, oh, this is what's going on. And no, it's week one, week two. We're still trying to find our rhythm. We're still trying to find who we are. From the bench, one of my favorite bench players of all time. I loved watching this kid play. Travis Jankowski. Absolutely loved him. I was so happy to see him grab a World Series ring last year. And he definitely contributed to that World Series win. He wasn't just thrown in for the final out for defensive plays. I mean, kid's got speed. I love him. Josh Smith, Andrew Kinsner, Ezekiel Duran, all on the bench. Again, I say, this is the starting pitchers for the opening season. There are some names that you will hear and you're like, oh, that's not the right name. I'll get to them, don't worry. Nathan Eovaldi, Andrew Henny, Dane Dunning, John Gray, Cody Bradford. And the bullpen? Jose Leclerc, he's the closer. I'll give you that. How's that sound? You really care who the setup man is? No? Okay, cool. Me neither. I did it with the Pirates because it was Aldis Chapman. So, and that was the biggest sign that they did. Anyway, so one of the names I left off. Well, there's 2 major names that I left off. Anyone? Anyone? Bueller? Yeah. Max Scherzer, who is ramping up, last I read. He is getting ready for live BP. I think he is on the IL. Yes, the IL for 15-day IL. It looks like he'll be back within the month or at the end of the month, beginning of May, mid-May, maybe the latest. So him to see live batting practice is good. And, you know, it was a great deal. I'm glad you guys got him. He did contribute to the World Series last year. You know, coming from a Mets fan, he was supposed to be a savior, bringing in him and Verlander and DeGrom. They were supposed to be, you know, our white knights. Well, on the ground last year, the year before. They were supposed to be the end all be all Scherzer and DeGrom. But amazing in 2 years what happens. You took her two best, which I had a feeling they were going to end up where they are right now. But I hate injuries to any players, but this one kind of sucked on me, especially Jacob DeGrom. Jacob DeGrom, hands down, far and away, the best pitcher in my lifetime I have ever seen when he is healthy, which is never. I hate saying that. I feel like a, horrible person saying that. But he's not on the field. It seems every year he is off the field for something. And it's because he's throwing 98, 99, touching over 100, 15, 16 times a game. They're coming out with all these statistics of how we're throwing, pitchers are throwing so hard that injuries are inevitable. His slider is 90 miles an hour. Who's touching that slider? It's ridiculous. Now, if he's a closer, that's one thing. It's fine. You're not going out there for 5-6 innings at a time. But he's a starting pitcher. It's inevitable. Hopefully he comes back and you can use him the right way. And I don't want to say take the velocity off, because that's what makes Jacob DeGrom who Jacob DeGrom is. But something has to be done. I mean, this is just ridiculous at this. Sorry I say it, and I think I'm saying what we're all feeling, but what good is he to you if he's not playing for you? Does that make sense? Sorry. Got on my soapbox there, trying to get back down. Passionate about the Texas Rangers, who would have thought? Pitchers. Pitching does seem to have a little bit of bang up and injuries. We'll keep an eye on those. Hopefully, Scherzer gets back. I forgot to touch with DeGrom. He is throwing at flat service at 90 feet right now, so that's good to see. But they're sitting at a record of 7-6, and I know I talked, it was either last week or the week before, about Houston, how they were supposed to be the team to beat. Guys, they're sitting at 4-10, so Texas is sitting at the top of the league, the top of the division, I should say, at 7-6. So your team right behind them is the LA Angels, and that's a Shohei Ohtani-less LA Angels. Still have Mike Trout, but one man. As for their lineup is stacked. That is a very good offensive. I think I read today that they have the best war, was it? I believe it was the best war for position players in the American League as of now. Again, short sample size, but still, that's something to look at on right now. They are playing Houston right now, and they're beating Houston 2-1. So what are their aspirations? Obviously, win the division. And the way Houston's playing right now, unless they really have a wake-up call and play like Houston does play, it shouldn't be that difficult to get in there, especially if you're starting off strong and you're over 500, missing your two best pitchers. That's great. But in the same breath, your bullpen is not looking good. It looks like Jose Leclerc, I believe his name was. Yeah, just does not look like he has his best stuff. And don't get me wrong, had a very intense ALCS Game 7, sent Texas to the World Series. I mean, he was that guy. But is he that guy this year? It's kind of like the Eddie Murphy joke I say all the time. What have you done for me lately? He's already blown a save this year. Now, you look for an external option? I mean, you don't look internal, because it looks like the bullpen is your biggest weakness right now. So, your aspirations this year. Obviously, win the division. Where it goes from there, you have a very, very difficult road with the Yankees. I'm going to say that. But do I think I can get to the AL Championship Series? I do. I really do think they can. And it's one of those, last year, did I think they were the best team in baseball? No. I'll be the first one to say it. I did not see them at any point during the season saying, oh, this team, watch out. Until the end of the season when caught fire. And that's really what it comes down to, is the end of the season. Who was catching fire? Starting strong is great. You can't win the World Series But you could sure lose it. You could lose your chance. You don't have to be strong. You don't have to be wiping teams out, but you have to stay competitive. You have to, you know, win series, you know, at least split series, especially at home. And the Rangers are doing that. They're a good team. No one's saying they aren't. They are a good team. As of right now, the odds for them to win are 900. They're tied with Philadelphia, and that's who we'll be talking about next week. So I'm not the betting guy. If you want to talk betting, head on over to Tripped Up with T-Mops. He's your betting guy. He can give you a better idea of what that's about. I know if I put money on anything, it's a sure way to lose money. I'll put it to you this way. When I'm at a... roulette table. I will put it on all the numbers. And I'll still hit double zeros. And I lose all my money. It's amazing. I don't know how I do it. Look at the Irish, my ass. But guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for always, you know, liking, commenting, you know, subscribing to our channel. Make sure you keep up, like I said, with Tripped Up with T-Mops. Also check out Rip Sauce on Hockey. He comes out. We're trying to get once a week. He's especially with everything that's heating up right now with hockey. It's Islanders are right there. They got a chance. They got a rough road ahead. But they can clinch it on Saturday. If they beat the Rangers, I think two other teams, I think it's the Penguins and the Capitals, got to lose, and one has to lose in regulation. Roger counted them out. Don't count on my Islanders, I'll tell you that. But yeah, guys, thank you again all so much. I can't stress this enough. I really do appreciate all the love and dedication that you guys give us. It really means the world to us. And tomorrow we'll be recording our big episode. It's every 2 weeks, and we will be talking NFL draft. Football is king. So, guys, thank you again so much for tuning in this week. See you next week. Thanks for stopping by.